Welcome to Spiritual Arms, 5 minutes for the battle, brought to you by Kappen. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts to receive your word. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, I want to talk to you about Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. Here, we hear about Jesus blessing the children, and we hear the following. And people were bringing children to him that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. Now, what does the Old Testament say about how we are to trust in God? If you turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, we hear the following. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. On your own intelligence rely not. In all your ways be mindful of him, and he will make straight your paths." And now, when you turn to what the church teaches, paragraph 305 of the Catechism, we hear the following. Jesus asks for childlike abandonment to the providence of our Heavenly Father, who takes care of his children's smallest needs. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, "What shall we eat, or what shall we drink?" Your Heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. There's a couple things I want to reflect upon after hearing these passages of Scripture and from the Catechism. What I really want to focus on is what Jesus says when he tells us how we are to accept the kingdom of God. Now, what Jesus says is that we have to accept the kingdom of God like children. And I know this is very difficult for people. This is difficult for me as well, because we are to rely on God as children rely on their parents. Here in this gospel passage, I often have to reflect on this myself, because I actually have a difficult time relating to God as Father. And the reason that is because I'm a husband and I'm a father. I have a wife and children, and they rely on me for many things, and I do my absolute best to provide for them. And sometimes I stop and forget about that I need to also rely on the Heavenly Father like my own family relies on me. I often don't think about that in my own life, how my family depends on me, and I need to also depend on the Heavenly Father like that. And Jesus reveals that to us in sacred scripture. He tells us that over and over again, that we must be willing to come to God in those times of need, in those times of distress, and be like little children, relying on him for everything. And that is very difficult to do. I know in my life, I struggle with that at times, because it's easy for me to just go through life being husband and father, doing what I need to do to provide for my family. But it's not easy for me to go to the Adoration Chapel and have that childlike faith. Whenever I sit in my own private time in prayer in the Adoration Chapel, it's something that I have become more aware of as I read passages like this, that I really need to focus on God as Heavenly Father, as the provider. And that I don't need to be worrying all the time about how I'm providing for my family. Obviously, that's important. I need to be doing that. But I also need to reflect on that myself. I need to remember that I too am a child of God. And I hope that you will take time in your life to stop and to remember that you are a child of God, and to rely on him like children rely on their parents. Thank you for joining us. May God bless and keep you.